Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the post-race press conference for round three of the 2026 AMA FIM North America Arena Cross Championship presented by Kicker Performance Audio. We have our AX Pro podium, third place Cole Thompson with 2-4 moto scores, second place Austin Politelli with 5-1 moto scores, and your first two-time overall winner this season, Robbie Wageman with 3-2 moto scores. First of all, congratulations, gentlemen. It was an exciting weekend or an exciting night of racing, to say the least. Cole, I'm going to start things off with you. Just overall, as the total day, how do you feel about your time here in Loveland?
I'm frustrated, to be honest with you. It was a long day. I wasn't happy with the track. This arena cross isn't coming back to me as easy as it maybe seemed 8 years ago when I raced it. And then I get... I get out to a bad heat race, and I was like, here we go. I qualified bad today. Heat race was bad. And then first main event, I actually found a flow for the first time and had a good battle with my teammate. And then came off. I was heated. Apologized to him. Just heated all day. Second main event, my start device couldn't get locked in. So luckily got a decent start, held in there in the first corner. And then as soon as I seen Brees, I was like, I got to make a move or do something to just – break this pack up or do something. And I thought I made a good pass, and the only thing that I messed up was going down the straightaway. I could have sworn he was right back there on my inside, and he wasn't. And then when I went to go again, he was there. So that was the biggest mistake of the race. But then after that, caught back up, made passes, did everything right, and then passed him before the finish, rolled the finish, and half expected it, half didn't. I was like, if he's crazy enough, he will go for the kill. If he's smart, he'll stay away from going for the kill, because I can match his crazy, and then I think I can take it maybe 2 or 3 points above it. So we're going to Toronto now with some who can out crazy the other one, and I think that's what the series has been needing. Where it'll take us, I don't know. Like I said, I don't think my passes were that aggressive. He pulled a cheap one. I guess it's a freebie for me now. The only thing I plan on actually staying up when I go for a pass, not putting myself on the ground or putting us both on the ground. But, yeah, nonetheless, the day was frustrating. But end result, we stayed in it. We kept with it. We made some progress, and that's the most important.
Now, you talked on being frustrated throughout the day, but at our last round in Boise, you talked about wanting to find speed. And it did seem like when you were able to find that flow, maybe the speed was a little more there than we had. Did you make some improvements over the few weeks? I know it was the holiday season, but I saw you getting some time in out on the track. Did we feel like we made some improvements after – basically coming right off of a different bike brand from World Supercross?
Yeah, it's keeping things in perspective, right? I just did pretty much 5 months flat out on a Cowie 250 to jumping on a new Yamaha 450. I hadn't spent much time on a 450 in the last probably 5 years. So getting that power and that familiar feel again, Boise, I was out to lunch. You know, like, I was lucky enough that those guys had crashes and I was able to just salvage it. I came here with expectation of, all right, we've had a week on the bike, week and a half. I need to start making my moves. I need to start making progress. And that's where, in the first main event, I finally felt like I was in the race. And then second main event, like I said, you know, first lap, I was like, I'm in the race. But not only am I in the race, I'm gonna make it a race. And like I said, I did everything right today as far as progress. I just get frustrated and heated. And especially for me, like, the 10-minute cool-down period, I think, is the hardest thing. Coming off the race, trying to channel that adrenaline and everything that goes through you. So, like I say, progression today, end result, I'm still third. I still haven't gotten overall in one of these races. But we got 9 more to go, and we got two rounds back-to-back coming in Toronto.
Now, I want to touch a little bit on Maine, too. I was right next to you while you and the entire team were trying to get that hole shot device set. If you can, maybe just give a little insight on what went on there, and then when you guys finally made the call to say, forget about it, just do what you can do, how tough was that? Did you change your technique on the bike? What did you do to try to adjust to that?
Yeah, I went to channeled my 1990s Jimmy McGrath stance on the bike, lock that thing in and just get over the front. But no, for me, I know exactly what went wrong. I came off the first main and went a millimeter up on the fork tube, and that's what did it. So when the tubes got pushed up, they just moved the start device a little bit. And honestly, I did it this week, and I knew to double check and I forgot. So bit on me. The team, like I say, they did everything to try to get it back locked in. It wouldn't. And like I said, salvaged it, and I put myself in a good position lap one. And for the most part, that race was good until, like I say, with a couple laps to go. Like even Austin, I was shocked that, you know, we kept my teammate, everyone right there, and that wasn't happening in Boise. So we have made progress.
Well, last question for you. I don't want to harp on the incident at the end of Main 2 too much, but clearly, arguably, rightfully so, frustrated. As far as from your opinion, the level of contact, the intensity of it, did you feel like Ryan Breese intended to make that corner, or was it just a bonsai?
No, he's seen red. I think he's seen red lap one. I don't know if it's the Instagram getting to him. I'm sure he's sick of me seeing me do the bird. I'm going to have to come up with other techniques. No. I'll keep it on the racetrack this time. But for the most part, like I say, I think he's frustrated, and I could see it after I got back to him. And then my teammate made a mistake, and my teammate was between me and Breese, and then I got my teammate. And as soon as I got back to him, he just made a bobble. And like I said, my pass back on him before the finish was nothing out of the ordinary. You know, you see those passes in the youth classes. So I wanted to see, honestly, what his reaction would be to that. And that spoke volumes to where his head's at, as far as this dude's been chasing this championship for like, what, 3-4 years now. He's getting frustrated. We're round three. Like, that's not the power move. You know, that's let's go back to 2017, maybe when Jacob Hayes pulled that move on Regal for a championship. You're not doing that round three. Like, my passes, you can argue, yes, it was aggressive, but my passes, you see it in the youth classes. That, man, that's desperate. So seeing that, like I said, you know, he's crazy. I got something missing in my head. I've said I'm crazy. And you can quote me on that. So I think it'll be fun to go into these next two in Toronto. And I think I don't see it getting better, but I think there's going to have to come some type of, I guess, respect in that word, because if we're just going shot for shot, the AMA is going to step in, everyone's going to end up losing. So we're going to have to find that respect, and we'll see how it goes from here.
Well, Cole, you certainly made it exciting, and congratulations on still getting on the podium. I'm going to turn things over to Austin Politelli, second place here on the evening. Austin, overall, some ups and, you know, some downs, some pretty big throughout the day today. Take me kind of through your overall and how it feels to still be up here on the podium overall.
Yeah, I mean, day started good, qualified fastest, and won my heat. And then that first one was battling with Ryan pretty much the whole time. Last lap, I'm like, all right, I can throw down and maybe make a move. And then just had a small mistake in that rhythm, came up short, ended up going down. I think I got fifth. But in that next one, I was able to rip the whole shot and kind of just rode my own race. And it sounded like it was pretty exciting behind me, but kind of glad to stay away from that.
About to say, yeah, it's going to be fun to go back and watch for sure. Now, in that practice or in the qualifying session, I actually watched your fastest lap. In the rhythm section, you were aggressively scrubbing, doubling all the way through. And then it seemed like once the mains got started, you and your teammate especially were consistently doing that triple. Did you feel like the triple was still fastest as far as the way to get through the rhythm? Or was it just kind of maybe you felt like you were able to carry a bit more speed? What led you to kind of switching back and forth between those two rhythms?
I mean, yes and no. He was just doing it in front of me, so I was trying to set up a pass. It's arena cross, so the tracks are tight, and the whoops weren't that gnarly tonight, so it was like that's using my strong point to maybe send it down one side, but we were both going right down the middle. So honestly, I was just trying to set up a pass, so I think they were both pretty fast.
Now, you bring up the whoops. You and your teammate were, I think, the only ones that I saw consistently skimming throughout both of the main events. Does that just speak to your skills in the whoop section? Was there something about those whoops tonight that you particularly liked? Why were you and specifically your teammates consistently skimming while the rest of the field seemed to result to jumping?
Yeah, actually, the second main, I started jumping through them. I'm, be honest, I just suck at doing that. Growing up, always just learned skim whoops. So definitely learning how to do that a little bit better. But, yeah, skimming is definitely my strong point. But they were pretty uneven, and just picked to jump through and be more consistent.
Now, you touched on the over-the-bars incident there in Main 1. First of all, I mean, we see you're physically, you got to be pretty okay after a performance like that in Main 2. But were you a little rattled after that? It was an intense hit. And what did you do to kind of reshape? Did you guys have to change anything on the bike to get ready for Main 2?
No, I'm all good. I bent the bars, but other than that, got pretty lucky. Honestly, it fired me up because I felt like I should have won that first one. Just kind of was riding his pace. And like I said, it was hard to make a pass and maybe should have been a little bit more aggressive, but always tough when it's your teammate. So I'm pretty stoked on how the night went. I mean, other than that first one, but like I said, mistakes happen.
As far as is kind of hitting the reset button for Main 2, you were significantly further out on the start, but it seemed to work better for you. What was that first flat turn like? It seems like you guys were obviously all pushing wide, but both times you were able to be up inside that top three battling for the lead.
Yeah, that's something starts I've really, really been working on. I feel like years past I've kind of struggled with them, but Kurt Hendrickson has been a trainer of mine on and off since I was 8 years old, and he actually helped the lessies a lot with starts when they race, so I think that kind of says something right there. And yeah, that second main, I didn't think I was going to get a good start because they pushed all the dirt back in the rut, but just got a good jump, and yeah, was able to get the whole shot.
Well, Austin, way to bounce back in main two, and congrats on your second place overall.
Thank you.
All right, now going to turn things over to the first two-time overall winner of the season, Robbie Wageman. Man, you're in the middle of the table. We grabbed a main win, and then now we back it up with an overall win. First of all, how are we feeling? You got to be confident at an all-time high right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. Obviously, tonight I didn't execute the way I wanted to. Luck was kind of just on my side with 3-2 moto scores on the night, so... with Austin crashing the first one and then a little chaos in the second one, was I was able to bounce on that and pick my way through. So yeah, I mean, overall I feel really good. I'm really enjoying racing right now, and I have some confidence, feel like I'm riding really good right now. So yeah, just hopefully we can keep the ball rolling.
Now, main one, it didn't quite seem like, and I may be wrong, but it seemed like it took you just a little bit to really find a flow. Would you agree with that statement? Do you feel like you kind of started to get things figured out that second half of main one?
Yeah, to be honest, I had a good start in main one, and then I felt like I was pretty good, but I didn't have the track quite figured out, and my teammate Cole was on me. We got into a little battle, and he was better, and then, yeah, he got by me, and I kind of just chugged along behind him and caught tail of him and found his lines and started riding better, and made me feel a little better going into main two. So, yeah, I just – the cards fell in front of me, fell right in front of me good. So just tried to plug along the laps, and yeah, got lucky.
Hey, I'd rather be lucky than good, right? Well, in main two, though, you were right there in that mix. You were watching the battling back and forth. One second I look up, you're battling with your teammate. The next second you're battling with Breeze. What is all of that like, all that chaos going on? Obviously, you've got the teammate dynamic. You've got Breeze kind of cutting back and forth. You guys were rolling the catapult a couple of the laps as well, so it sounds like you were using a lot of those insides. How chaotic were things getting, and did you sometimes not even know who was on the inside you were battling with?
Yeah, to be honest, I felt really good in main two, and I felt like I was kind of – pacing Austin, and yeah, we caught to lappers, and there was two guys in front of me right before the face of the finish line, and I had to roll it, and I even threw my hand up because I wasn't jumping it, and Breeze jumped, and I looked up in the middle, and he was, I mean, inches from me, and he jumped it, so he got past me there, and then I think maybe a lap or two later, kind of the same thing, but there's a little more breathing room, and Cole was able to jump by me there, and then I think for a couple laps I was behind them, and then, yeah, they kind of cat and mouse again, and I was able to capitalize on that, and then after that, it was kind of, feel like there's only a few laps left to go in the race, and everything kind of unfolded from there, so, yeah, I'm stoked to take it home, honestly. I'll take it. Any way I can take it, a win's a win, so I'm stoked.
Hey, absolutely. Yeah, the momentum clearly on your side. We get ready to head north of the border, potentially going to see some new faces as well. Any big changes, any big things you're going to focus on between now and Toronto?
No, I'm just going to keep training at home during the week and come in with an open mind like I do every weekend, and just race my dirt bike and just race as good as I can.
Certainly seems to be working out well for you. Congratulations on your second overall win. I'm going to turn the microphone over. We've got some viewer questions.
Got a few questions for you first, Robbie. Seems like you and your teammate are working together nicely, and you're sharing some info about the track. Are there still any secrets kept?
No, I don't. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think so. You should have been around our pit after the first main tonight, because there were some words to be said between the two of us. We had a little bit of a battle, nothing aggressive or no rubbing or anything the first main, but man, were we pissed after. And we had some words, but we calmed down quickly after. But yeah, I thought he was going to throw hands for a second towards me. So, but it's all good. We're good now. I guess I just was racing. I don't know. No, I don't know. It's all good.
Last question for you. Have you, Chris, and Ryan talked about wearing a different color than Cole next week so you don't accidentally get run into by Ryan?
Yes, we've talked about that a lot. It's probably never going to happen, but, I mean, it is tough. I've almost put Cole's jersey on before. The day before Huntington Arena Cross, he comes to the track, and he's like, dude, the gear is so tight. And he pulls his gear out, and it's my pants. And he wore my gear, so it would be nice to have a different color. But no, I think we we have a good structure. Chris likes to keep us in the same color, so we all look the same. And yeah, but it would be cool. And our numbers are too close, so it's hard to tell apart. You know what I mean?
All right. A couple questions for you, Austin. How much confidence does this round bring to you? Seems like you were flawless all night except for that one small mistake.
Yeah, I mean, a good and bad. Crashing always sucks, but I think going into every round, I always believe I can win. Just dumb mistake, but it happens. Pushing myself, and I think I just hit a little hole right there and kind of got kicked weird, but I was stoked to come away with the win in the next one and get a hole shot, which I don't think I've done that. Or I did it last weekend in the first main, but it's huge in arena cross, so I was most stoked with that.
All right. Last week, slow riders and lappers were an issue. It appeared to be much better tonight. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it was a lot better. I mean, I definitely had some times where they got in the way, but I totally understand they're in a race, too, and they're fighting for their position. So it is racing. It does happen, and it is what it is.
Cole, got a couple questions for you. Yep. Seems like you can't be phased. Do you think you're living in Brees' head?
Yeah, no, he gave me the live here for rent-free. I was looking at apartments, but I said Brees' head looks like it's a good place for me.
All right. Got a question for you from some Canadians. You're going.
No,
to
I often say that actual quote in a lot of Call of Duty games. Living rent-free. Did you purchase the head? Or that? Yeah. So I appreciate that quote.
Got a couple questions from some Canadians. You're going up to Canada next week. There's going to be some Canadian riders coming in. Do you think you're going to have an advantage knowing them, how they race, who's dirty, who's clean?
Yeah, I'll call in the troops. We'll call in the troops. We got a gang up there, Canadian gang, local. We'll bring them in. We'll put a target out. Nah. For the most part, it's a lot of the kids that do arena cross now actually have a lot of talent, and I look forward to seeing what they bring. There's a series out west that's been going for a couple of years, so seeing them come over, do the East Coast, Julian Bennick, he's done Supercross. I'm not sure all of them that are coming to it, but, I think it'll be good. It's just cool to go into Toronto in my home country. So cool that the series shifts up that way. I don't know what the track will be like or the dirt, but should be good.
All right, thanks for answering those questions. That's all we got from the press.
We do just have a few follow-up questions. I'm gonna actually ask Cole this question because I feel like he's going to give the most honest answer. What was the words? Tell us a little bit more about the teammate drama. You guys are
I came
hands.
Off and I said he just needed to follow my lines. That was his problem. And then I may have said other words, but for the most part, I was trying to explain to him, had he followed my lines? Because he's more than talented than me at times. And tonight and in Boise, like, he had the capabilities of being up front, and when I seen those guys inching away, I was just maybe seeing the red get away, and I was getting a little heated, and then we'd kind of gone back and forth, and then watching back, I was like, he didn't do anything wrong. Bitterman was right on us. It was just, we were all kind of getting bunched up, but no, for the most part, he picked up on my lines, and then we were cool. Like I said, we cried about it, yelled about it. We're good now, so all good.
Great racing. One last thing for you, Austin. We kind of saw this dynamic under the MCR tent last year with Ryan Brees being the new face to the team and then Vince Freese spending a lot of time with the team. But now the roles have kind of flipped in a way. Ryan has spent more time under the MCR tent. You're arguably the new kid on the block, if you will. And you guys are starting to create a pretty intense dynamic as teammates but also as rivals on the track. How do you negotiate that? Do you feel any kind of certain way about it? Do you feel like there's still a little bit of earning your place on the team, or are you in the team, whether it be Tony or Mike, kind of saying, hey, you guys do what you need to do, you're racing for yourself out there?
No, I think we're both even. Like I said hundreds of times, I just focus on myself, and however they race me is how I'm gonna race them back. You know, you hit me, I'm gonna hit you back. So I feel like I'm a pretty clean rider, but like I said, if you hit me, it's coming back. But no, I feel like we work together during the week. We do our motos together. Everything's been great. Like, I haven't had a program in years. So just, you know, having Tony, who's helped me huge with practice during the week, getting to test stuff, it's something I haven't done in a long time. So, no, I'm stoked.
Well, it's certainly fun to watch. Congratulations to all three of you once again. That is going to conclude our AX Pro post-race press conference. We are going to bring up our AX Lights winner. But for now, congratulations to Cole Thompson, Austin Politelli, and Robbie Wageman, your top three here from round number three. And now going to bring up Caden Meyer, our AX Lights main event winner. Caden, it's our first time seeing you here at FIM North America Arena Cross, and it was an impressive debut right from qualifying earlier today. We were sitting in the stands watching, and we were asking, who is that number 31? And then you were able to maybe had a transponder issue. I don't know. It seemed like you got it worked out late in qualifying, but you were right there in the mix. Talk a little bit about your confidence coming into this series and how you felt the expectations were to start the day off.
Yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of time on the bike for Arena Cross in these last couple months, but it felt good to qualify first, and it just kind of put my mind right for the night show. And I got second in my heat race, and I knew I had the speed to win it for the main. So I just kept my head screwed on straight and just did what I did. So
yeah, it was an impressive ride for sure. Now, you were both the AX Lights main winner and then a part of the AX Pro class as well. Did you feel like maybe being a little bit newer to the series and stuff like that, that extra track time might have helped you prepare for the main event?
Yeah, for sure. The track was really challenging, so any track time is good. It just kind of helps you get confidence on the track. And those whoops were challenging for me, and just having that extra track time definitely helped a lot. So.
Now, you said you got some experience in arena cross, chaos almost synonymous with it. Did you see any of the chaos we've been talking about in that AX Pro class or even in the lights class? There were some battles further back in the pack as the lead rider trying to pick your way through. Sometimes it's probably got to make you a little nervous to see riders in a battle up in front of you.
Yeah, for sure. That AX Lights class had a lot of chaos in those opening laps, and you just kind of got to look ahead and make sure you're not going to get into that. And it was, yeah, and even in the Open Pro class, there was a lot of downed riders to kind of look out for and just make sure you're going to stay out of their way. So
now, we talked about the benefit of being able to race both the AX Lights class and AX Pro. Everybody loves to win, right? There's got to be a natural endorphin that comes with finishing on top. You finish up that AX Lights main event. Was the confidence a bit higher going into those AX Pro mains? Did you feel like, hey, I've proven what I can do? Did you maybe take some notes there in that main event that you were able to apply in the AX Pro class as well?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's just winning. Winning feels good, and winning is addictive. So I just like to keep doing that. And I got to see the track a lot more, so I kind of knew how it was going to be for the main event for the open class, and it definitely helped a lot. So
did you feel like there was one part of the track that you particularly excelled at?
I thought my corners were pretty good, but they were really tricky. They were soft and powdery and some holes in it, so that made it difficult. But just staying consistent through the whole track is honestly the game winner. So
well, congratulations on your win. It's been fun having you, and excited to see more of you in the future.
Thank you.
That's Caden Meyer, your AX Lights winner, and that is going to conclude the post-race press conference here from round three of the AMA FIM North America Arena Cross Championship presented by Kicker Performance Audio. We get ready to head north for the first time this season. Toronto coming up next. We'll see you there.